what I would think of if I'm building my portfolio and kind of the checklist I would follow, because early on with properties one, even one through 10, you can't lose money. You can't lose money ever. But especially if you're doing this yourself, you're not getting outside capital, really. If you're doing this, you know, bootstrapped, you have to make sure you're hitting home runs. Welcome to Rescale, where I share the lessons I've learned while building our firm into a leading residential investment service company. My hope is that you use these lessons to optimize your real estate business and or holdings, and maybe someday we can partner alongside you to help you grow even more. Hope you share and enjoy. Cheers. Hey everyone, and welcome to Rescale episode 3. Yesterday, we discussed census tract incomes and why they should be an important aspect to your due diligence. And today, I kind of want to talk about maybe a little bit step further is the ideal deals that I think you should be targeting early on in building your rental portfolio. So when I say a deal, what does that really mean? Well, I would say in terms of when someone says there's a deal on this car, there's a deal on this clothing, you know, when a clothing store has a big discount, whatever it may be, it's exactly what it is. It's a deal. It's too good to be true, right? It's, of course, I need that. It has to be a no-brainer. And even in our business and what we do, and we're doing transactions at scale, a deal, it still has to be a deal for us to do it. And kind of want to give, you know, maybe a newer investor or someone that's actually building their portfolio kind of a framework or even a checklist to follow of maybe what I would say is a deal. And everyone's going to have their own opinion, but this is just what I would think of if I'm building my portfolio and kind of the checklist I would follow, because early on with properties one, even one through 10, you can't lose money. You can't lose money ever, but especially if you're doing this yourself, you're not getting outside capital, really. If you're doing this, you know, bootstrapped, you have to make sure you're hitting home runs. And by doing that, it doesn't mean it's easy for these deals to come by. And you have to be patient. But when the deal does present itself, that's when you jump. And that's when you buy it, basically. So kind of wanted to go over what makes a deal a deal to me, in my opinion. One, it's obvious that it needs to be discount to value. So if the property is worth $100,000, and we can kind of get into how you know that it's worth $100,000. If it's worth $100,000, your all-in costs should be, you know, and everyone has a different opinion of what they think the discount should be, but maybe you buy it for $60,000, $70,000, $80,000, right? An all-in budget. So you're only coming to the table and all the rehab and everything that you're going to put into this property is $80,000, but it's worth $100,000, right? That's awesome. You have $20,000 in equity, right? So one, you need a discount to value, right? And two, and in my opinion, where people sometimes go wrong, you need cash flow. And the reason I say that is because there are a lot of people that want to go in and do flips early on to get capital to be able to buy rentals. And that's great. I am all for that. You know, flips are a great way. A little risky, of course, because you got to know what you're doing, but you got to know what you're doing anyway if you're buying a property, right? You still have to know what you're doing. But if you have the ability to cash flow the property where the revenue from rent, whatever you're going to be doing, is above your expenses, I think that's a key component early on, because chances are if it cash flows, it's probably an affordable property that the median population can afford. Quick pause. This is for all my deal guys and deal gals out there that are actively hunting for opportunities. If you've identified a discounted deal to purchase and you need a buyer or you need a hard money loan to take it down, feel free to send it to us for review. We recognize that time is of the essence, especially with a good deal, so we'll reach out as soon as we possibly can. To submit the property, click on the link below. Let's do more deals. Cheers. Generally, if you're able to buy a property at a discounted value and you can get cash flow, you get a good return from rent, that's a good combination, okay? Now, if you have those two things, right? Discount to value, where your all-in costs are less than or much less than what it's actually worth, that's awesome, and you can cash flow it, that's great. I want to take a little bit further that would make it a home run deal, right? So the ideal scenario for me is that you are buying it, your all-in costs are 80 cents on the dollar, right? Where your purchase price, your closing costs, your rehab, whatever it takes, your all-in cost to get that property basically in rent-ready shape divided by the retail value of what it's actually worth is 80%. And why do I say that? I don't have a specific reason. I just know that's enough cushion that if you needed to sell it, you're still going to make a pretty penny, right? I would say the second thing is that it should definitely be in your local area. You need to know, and when I say your local area, that's assuming you know the area like the back of your hand. I know Tucson, Arizona. I know every block. I know what the good parts, I know the bad parts, I know who lives where, I know what businesses are located, I just know that stuff. And you have to have that intimate knowledge that the neighborhood that you're investing in, you have an intimate knowledge of as well. You know all the pros, you know all the cons. Then going back to what I discussed yesterday, it should be in a middle to upper income area at a minimum. Again, and what that, my simple frameworks is, simple framework for what we do now in our business when we work with investors to, you know, allocate their capital for single family homes is we want great properties in great areas and we want to make great prices, right? So the middle upper income really talks about the great areas, right? And then the fourth thing I would say is light repairs needed. Like I'm talking flooring, paint, the cosmetic stuff. And the way that you confirm that is you're going to do a legit general home inspection. There's a lot of like newer investors that I see that go in and they agree to buy property as is. And sometimes that works and sometimes nothing goes wrong. And that's great. But this is about making sure we don't lose any money and we don't make any mistakes. And by doing that, hopefully with a general home inspector, they're going to tear apart the property and let you know everything that's wrong with it. Sometimes they're a little dramatic on and kind of go a little overboard on what's really wrong with it. But at the end of the day, you'll get a list and be able to identify what's really wrong. You could take it a step further there and do a roofer, a sewer line scope, an AC, whatever you want to do. I would just say, make sure you get the property inspected. Don't just walk it and pray that everything is okay. Because you never know. Right. And there may be even things in the general home inspection that they may not be able to flag, but for the most part, it's what we will do. We'll do a general home inspection and it tends to work out okay. And then the last one, which is the most important in my opinion, obviously they're all important, but this will confirm that the information that you have is that you have model match comparables for both the rent side and the resale side. And why is that important? Because having a model match comp saying, you know, typically in these middle to upper income areas, they're going to be newer built homes, like 1990 or later, generally, right? I'm making an assumption there, but generally it's going to be 1990, 1980 plus, and they're all going to be kind of cookie cutter. And that's great for early on. That's amazing. Because guess what? They're predictable. The floor plans, you don't have to worry about, you know, is there a weird addition generally? Like it's usually okay. And the even better part is you can have a model match comp. You can look on Zillow, you can look at, there's so many resources on where you want to pull your comps, but you can find a property that's exactly like yours, hopefully, that was a rental and what it rented for. And same thing for the resale value. You want to get model match comps within the last 6 months. Ideally, it's like 90 days. I think 6 months is a little bit far in this ever-changing world. But 90 days to 6 months out, can you find a model match comp for the rent and the resale. And that will then determine your cash flow projections and your what your actual discount to value is, right? So those are very important things. So again, you're buying at 80 cents on the dollar, and that again is your purchase, closing costs, and the rehab. I'm not going to go in and explain what a cap rate is. If you want to go find that out, go to Bigger Pockets. They've got all the stuff for it. So discount to value, you can cash flow it. Usually from a cap rate perspective, it's usually 5.5 to 7.5 that you usually want to target, depending on the market, right? We don't need to go into the weeds there. But you're buying at a discount. It's in your local area or in a place that you know like the back of your hand. It's a middle to upper income area as well, with light repairs needed that are confirmed via a home inspection, and you have model match comps. And that's it. And I think what you'll see is those kinds of deals do not grow on trees. It's hard to find those deals. Yeah, it's very hard. And people pay my firm a lot of money to be able to find those deals because they're rare, but they make them home run deals. And that's what you want your portfolio to be. You want it to be a bunch of home runs. And you want it to be a bunch of great deals. Because why are we doing this? We want to optimize the portfolio. We're not optimizing. We're not doing anything good if the deals are just fine. They need to be great deals. And you need to be hunting for those deals and finding them if you have the capital to be able to buy these homes. You need to be hunting because they do not grow on trees. You'd be very happy if you were able to find one a week like this. And if that means you're like doing it really going hard, maybe 3 hours a day that you're hunting for these kinds of deals because they're very hard to come by. Now, if you have expertise to be able to do a little bit more renovations, whatever that may be, you understand that better than I do. I'm just from the perspective of a newbie that has the capital to be able to go in and has somewhat knowledge in terms of operating a home. But this is what I would do if, you know, I was had another 9-to-5, but I wanted to build a rental portfolio. I'd buy 80 cents on the dollar in my backyard, my local area, in middle upper income that doesn't need that much work. And I have model match comps to confirm my retail value and my rental value. That's it. That's what I would do. All right. Everyone, thanks again for tuning in, and I'll catch you in the next episode. Cheers.